So what is iOS 7? What will it mean for iPhone and iPad users? Here are the top things you have to know about the new operating system. Well, for a start, it doesn't mean In Outer Space 7, although if you don't actually own an iPhone or iPad, you could be wondering what all the fuss is about. iOS 7 is the all-new and much-anticipated software update from Apple. With new features and a brand new look, Apple has said it's a revolution in mobile phone applications. In fact, it's the biggest visual overhaul of the iOS system since Apple introduced the iPhone. Some users love the new look, while others think it looks too cheap and have declared it as pointless, saying that Apple should have just left the old version alone. But, of course, in a market as competitive as the mobile phone industry, manufacturers like Apple, Samsung, Nokia, HTC and BlackBerry cannot afford to sit around without making changes to their products that hopefully you and me will like and buy. So let's take a look in more detail at this all-new iOS 7 operating system. Why has Apple decided to introduce a new look? Well, the mobile phone market is increasing in popularity, with mobile phone manufacturers like Samsung hot on the heels of Apple. So in order to stay ahead, they need to improve constantly, not only the design of their phones, but also the way people use them. Apple has very cleverly provided us with a new look and feel to their existing hardware, simply by allowing their new operating software to be downloaded and updated to iPhones and iPads for free to existing users. Clever, because the idea here is to keep their customers happy and loyal, and to keep using Apple products. More and more can be done with a phone than ever before, relying on apps for just about anything these days. However, the introduction of the new software hasn't gone without some problems, though. The update became available on September the 18th, and many users experienced problems downloading the update from Apple's online server. As you can imagine, with such a large number of iPhone users, the demand to get the software update was perhaps overwhelming and caused a stream of error messages. Download times ranged from 1 hour to, in some cases, 30 hours. Then, of course, there is the issue of who likes it and who doesn't. For me, I like the new look and feel, interesting new layouts on the screen designed to make the screen look larger. They have changed the typeface when sending emails and introduced an all-new control center that can be accessed with a simple swipe of the screen instead of having to look through settings to find the function you need. Unnecessary bars and buttons have been removed. Open the weather app, for example, and you'll instantly understand more about the animation and changes that in some cases are subtle and in other more a visual experience, like hail bounces off text and fog passes in front of it, storm clouds come into view with a flash of lightning. So suddenly, checking the weather on your phone is more like looking out the window. Apple has also introduced access to their new radio streaming service through the update, and there are also subtle on-screen animations when opening and closing apps like Facebook and Twitter. The controls on screen seem brighter and richer in colour, and they have changed the design of some of the on-screen graphics too. Plus, you'll find some new and updated sounds as well. You'll find some new effects for when sending and receiving texts or emails, updated tones and ringtones, and they have also updated Siri to make him sound less like a robot in some languages. He's also a bit more streetwise than the last version. The map service is also one of the features to have undergone a revamp. Of course, there are also some people who don't like it, claiming that the new design makes the phone look cheap. I guess it's what we all get used to. Some people simply don't like change, but essentially it is the same phone, just a fresher and newer look, bringing the old system up to date to challenge the new phones on the market. It's not so different that you have to learn how to use it all over again. Apple also introduced at the same time an update to their iPhone 5, the iPhone 5S, and also a new, cheaper version of their iPhone called the iPhone C. This phone is a budget version with less functions and retails at a much lower price. Again, this is Apple gently introducing their brand to a new, more cost-aware consumer. It certainly looks like Apple and the iPhone will be around for some time yet.